Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, there were crazy nights, but I don't remember. They were apparently too crazy. I think I definitely killed some brain cells. I'm not proud of that, but full disclosure. One woman who could be found at the library every Friday and Saturday night at Syracuse University, Jordana Green.
Don't joke. My girlfriends and I used to go grocery shopping on Saturday night. Saturday night's kind of a quiet night on college campuses because we got all our partying done Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we used to go grocery shopping Saturday night when we had a car.
Wait, weren't the big parties weren't on the weekends? They were on the weekdays? How did you study?
Tuesday and Thursday.
Good grief.
It was two for Tuesdays at 44s. 44s is the big, it's a storied number that a lot of sports figures wear. And there's a bar called 44s. So it was two for Tuesdays at 44s. And then on Thursdays, if you could get into Finnegan's, which you'd have to have a really good fake ID to get into Finnegan's, but that was a really great party night.
You buried the lead. You had a fake ID, Jor? Really?
Oh.
Sure.
Really? You didn't?
Oh, no. Till I was 21, Jor. I waited.
Yes, no doubt. Nobody believes that crap, my friend. Hi, honey. How are you? How's our show?
Since you're not here, it's in very incapable hands, but I long for your return next week. But you sounded great this morning, 9 to noon. What?
Thanks.
And I know you had... You had somebody on talking about Ukraine that I thought was very insightful. How did you track this person down?
Well, when you weren't here last week. We've been trying to track down Joe Lindsley for a while. And, I'm sorry. It's been a long day. I can't even take credit. It was John Williams reached out to me a few weeks ago, and he said, Jor, you know, we've had this guy on in Chicago because, you know, John's at WGN in Chicago. And he goes, we've had this guy on. Their morning show tracked him down. I don't know how he got connected, but he goes, he's great. So we had him on last week, but we finally got in touch with him and we had him on. But you happened to be off. But he's in Ukraine. He's in Lviv. And he has a great story. He went there before in 2020 and then the pandemic hit. So he got stuck there. But he's been there for 2 years, and now, obviously, he has the opportunity to come home. But he said he wasn't going to. He loves Ukraine. He loves the people of Ukraine. He established a news organization, and he is an independent journalist on the ground. And he's going to stay. He's going to ride it out. And he's so inspiring and brave and just telling these incredible, incredible stories. This morning he shared one with us, and you can see it on his Instagram at I think it's Jay Lindsley. Correct me if I'm wrong, David. I'm going to pull up his Insta right now, which I love. I put it on mine, which is at Jordana Verde, which you can see. It's JP Lindsley. Yeah, you should see it. He's telling the story of these refugees that are getting on at the train platform and all of the musicians that are still in Lviv because it's a tourist town and it's like the center of culture in Ukraine. He said that the musicians are coming out and bringing whatever instruments they can to keep people calm. And they're playing and just giving free concerts to keep these people calm as they're waiting in line and boarding on the trains. And what a beautiful thing. What an unbelievable story that is. Yeah. So, Joe Lindsley, follow him on Insta. I put up the podcast of our interview this morning on my Insta story. So check it out. Thank you for listening.
That was amazing. And looking forward to tuning in tomorrow and get your butt back here next week. Speaking of music, Jordana, let's brighten somebody's day. We have some Rod Stewart tickets to give away. He's in town, what, July 8th, XL?
I don't have the information in front of me.
I think that's correct.
If that's what it says on your show sheet, then that's what it is.
which you are going to.
Dude,
and
I
Mark
worked all morning. I'm tired.
I know, and I appreciate you jumping on here. But my favorite part of the show is when we can brighten the day of a listener, a CCO listener. And I think we have her on the line right now. Christina Bang from Eagan, yes. Minnesota. Greetings.
Yes, that is me.
Hi,
hello.
Hey.
Congratulations. Hi. I heard we're going to dinner.
Are you serious?
I didn't know she didn't know.
Christina,
no,
this is a surprise?
They did not. This is a surprise. So I have to tell you, I am giving these tickets to my mom and dad, and They have seen Rod Stewart, I believe, twice in Las Vegas, and every time he's come here. My mom is a huge fan. My dad, on the other hand, Jordana, is a huge fan of yours.
So we're having dinner. That's great.
He is going to be so thrilled to have dinner with you and meet you.
That's awesome.
I can't wait. Thank you, Christina. I'm so excited to meet them.
You're a good daughter, Christina, to give up those tickets for mom and dad. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. I'm just so excited for them. I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for listening. Yes. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and I'm glad your parents are listening, and we'll take lots of pictures that we'll text you that night, okay?
Oh, I can't wait. Please do.
Congrats, Christina.
You got it. Woo-hoo.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
You got it, honey. That was so fun.
That was fun. And thank you for it. It seemed right that you were on that call since you're going to be having dinner now with Christina's mom and dad. And you better be on your best behavior, Jory.
Well, I can't make any promises, but handsome husband will be entertaining.
You will be in a semi-vegetative state.
No.
You're always good company, Jor. You're always good company.
Well, thank you.
Hey, the question that we posed today, and it's a loaded question. We all have stuff on our plate. We all have plates spinning in the air. What are you worried about? What's at the top of your list? Of course, we have the potential school strike. We have the invasion of Ukraine. We have gas at $4 a gallon, maybe going up to $6 a gallon. Stock market tanked again today. Still concerns about crime, especially in the cities and close in suburbs, but that's an ongoing concern. And we ask listeners to text in. And next segment, call in. In fact, you can call now. Brighten DJ's day and our day in the process. 651-461-9226. Jor, what's at the look? I know you're wrestling with a lot, but what are you most worried about right now? Is it your prognosis? Is it your treatment? Or is it something else?
What am I most worried about in the world?
Most, at the top of your list.
You know, it's not me. Honestly, it's not me. It's those people who are being invaded in Ukraine. And I say that in all seriousness. I'm going to be okay. I have a lot of support and a great team of doctors, and I'm going to be okay. Our kids are going to be okay. You know why? Because we are free. We can make our own choices. We do not live under the threat of a dictator or an imminent invasion. And there are people in Ukraine that are fearing for their lives, that are being killed in the streets. And honestly, that I think is our greatest threat to democracy. And that is my biggest source of agita and stress right now for those people.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that, because at the top of the show, that was at the top of my list, too. It's a long list, but that wars rarely go the way that people think they will. And I worry what Putin will do if he's backed into a corner. These economic sanctions are unlike anything that's ever happened in wartime before. He views that, his words, that we declared economic war on Russia. In his mind, the U.S., NATO, most of the Western countries have banded together to attack Russia economically. And we don't know if he's going to up his game and use more devastating weapons and, you know, lay siege to these cities in Ukraine. Nobody knows what is going to happen next. We are in uncharted territory, but all we can do is pray and hope that cooler heads prevail, and maybe Putin will be kicked to the curb at some point. But
that's
anyway.
What we hope. What about you? What is your greatest threat or biggest concern?
Well, that was at the top of my list, too, what's happening in Ukraine. I mean, the stock market, gas prices, everything is cyclical. I think things are going to correct, but I worry about what's happening in Poland, and by NATO arming the resistance in the Ukraine, will Putin finally say, well, you may not have boots on the ground, but you're sending missiles and bombs and fighter planes, so you are in this fight. I just worry that something happens and maybe the fighting spills over into Latvia or Poland or Hungary. We don't know how this is going to turn out. So I worry for all of us, you know, where this could go.
Absolutely.
But again, my hope is cooler heads will prevail. Jor, I've kept you long enough. Enjoy your afternoon. Thank you for brightening Christina's day with those tickets.
Yeah, and, that was fun.
And we'll be listening tomorrow 9 to noon. You hang in there, my friend.
I'll be listening, my friend. Don't screw it up, okay?
Too late.
Bye, David.
this is a masterclass in radio screw-ups. When we come back, what do you think? Text us or call us. What's at the top of your list? What are you worried about? 651-461-9226. Your comments coming up next. Paul back with you. DJ, along for the ride. Thank you for coming along for the ride. DJ, I have not stopped at any of the nudist colonies here on the Florida Panhandle.
But you know they exist. You know where they are, clearly.
Well, I mean, a simple Google search, you can actually enter it into Google Maps.
I mean, I haven't accidentally Googled any nudist colonies, but apparently you have.
But see, my fear is that I would be turned down.
I don't know that there's an interview process.
They'd look me up and down and say, you know, we're all full. We have no vacancies here. Hard pass. There is a nudist colony 28 miles up the road that might lower their standards. But I saw a naked bike ride in Chicago back in August. 20,000 naked bike riders. And, you know, you just see things that no person should have to see.
This isn't what we're talking about. What are you doing?
I know. What are you worried about? Well, I'm worried about naked bike riders. Right?
And, oh, man.
All right. We asked you what are you worried about. It's a long list, but what's kind of at the top of your list? Prioritize. And you can still text us or call us or FedEx us. 651-461-9226. This is a good one. Paul, you're so silly. You're in Florida. Why would you want to go inside to see a movie? Stay outdoors and enjoy.
It's my new favorite listener. He's got a point.
Was that you?
No, but it could have been.
Hey, I've been spending plenty of time outside, but you get too much sun, you get wrinkly, right? And so even if you, well, it's true. It's true. You can tell the people that worship the sun in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. So I don't know. I've gotten plenty. I actually went swimming in the Gulf of Mexico. It was like 62, and it was chilly when I went in. But after a few minutes, it wasn't so bad. And as far as seeing a movie, I don't know about you, but whatever your kids want to do, if you want to spend time with your kids, you do what they want to do. As you will discover, DJ, you discover quickly you are not in control. You think you have the illusion of control, but my Navy son is down here with his wife. First time down here visiting. And again, we're just renting a place. We don't own a place. No desire to own a place down here, but borrow a place? Yeah. Pay for what you use. So Brett, my Navy son, said, I want to see the Batman. I want to go back to a theater. And I thought, all right, I'm along for the ride. What the heck? And I'm glad I did. Another listener says, Paul, we worry about how this war is affecting the stock market. I retired 8 years ago. My husband is 68. He wants to retire soon. Our IRAs have taken a huge hit the last couple of months. So sad to see our hard-earned money melt away. Not sure it's possible now. I share your concern. Experts say it's a buying opportunity. But it's tough, man, when you see your holdings down 10, 20, 30%. It hurts. But, you know, human nature, you when you feel like selling, you should be buying, right? When you feel like buying, you should be selling. When there's blood in the water, I mean, people say when there are horrible things happening on the planet, that is the time to put money into the markets. It's counterintuitive. It's like you're swimming upstream. And I don't pretend to know anything about the markets, but the experts say, Warren Buffett says, this is a buying opportunity. The market will rebound. How quickly? I have no idea. Another listener says, I'm worried, Paul, about the fact that we have a very weak president who seems to be doing all he can to bring this country down. An open border, crime, inflation, controls put on Americans, not standing up to the Russians. Our declining education systems, et cetera, et cetera. So, I'm not blown away by President Biden. However, unlike the previous guy, I think he is standing up to Vladimir Putin. So, do we have issues and problems with inflation? It's a long list of problems. So, I share many of your concerns, but I think Biden is, in fact, drawing a line in the sand with the Russians. Another listener says, what Putin is going to do next? Yeah, I agree. He'd like to take over the world. I also continue to worry about the pandemic. Another listener says, Paul, put 20 gallons of gas in my car. Gas is up 50 cents. That's an extra 10 bucks now. I can only have one beer at the Timberwolves game tonight. Thoughts and prayers.
Tough life. Sorry.
Another listener says Putin lobbing nukes. Another listener says World War III. Another listener says, I'm worried you won't read my text.
Well, fix that worry. That's one. Check that off the list.
Okay. Thank you for making me laugh. Another listener says, and again, we read them all. I mean, the clean ones. Hands down, my biggest worry is that Donald Trump is still a free man, thinking he may run for president again. Oh, man, our country will never survive another 4 years under him. So that's what the listeners have said in terms of what's at the top of their list of things to worry about. And there is no shortage of things to worry about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm worried about drought. I'm also worried about, are we going to have an especially severe tornado season, severe storm season? We've been let off pretty easy in recent years. We've had some tornadoes, but nothing like what hit the suburbs of Des Moines yesterday. Bridges of Madison County, just south of Des Moines, town of Winterset, picturesque town, hit by an EF4 tornado. When we come back, I think this is a learning opportunity. And I don't take lightly what happened in Iowa yesterday. 7 people lost their lives from tornadoes, but it's an opportunity to review some facts about tornadoes and play along with DJ. Let's see how many he gets right. When we come back, tornado trivia next on CCO. Man, I'm ready for spring, but I always hold my breath because the transition from winter to summer creates an imbalance in the atmosphere. The upper atmosphere is still cold, suffering a wintry hangover. The lower atmosphere near the ground is heating up rapidly. And, of course, warm air wants to rise, cold air sinks. Bottom line, you have many of the ingredients March, April, May, into June for tornadic supercell thunderstorms, the likes of which Iowa had to deal with on Saturday. As many as 40 tornadoes, but there was one especially violent tornado that hit just south, 15 miles south of downtown Des Moines. So when people say, hey, I live in a city, tornadoes don't hit here, please gently correct that person. Tornadoes, it's like a bear in the woods. It goes wherever it wants to go. And a few high-rise buildings, a little bit of asphalt, concrete, won't make a difference. So I thought this might be a teachable moment and a chance for me to refresh my research into tornadoes and severe weather and put DJ under the gun and see how well he does.
I've been studying all weekend for this. So
have you been cramming?
Yeah, really? Absolutely. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Read the almanac, memorized it.
Let's see how well you do. Okay. 7 questions.
Okay.
Question number one, and please feel free to play along at home in your vehicle. Please, no wagering. Sports betting not legal yet in Minnesota any day now. But what are you in jail for?
I put some money on Paul's quiz, and man, I really regret that.
Question number one. Okay. A large violent tornado composed of 3 to 5 smaller tornadoes all swirling around a common center. That's called an EF5, a maxi tornado, or a multi-vortex tornado.
Oh, well, I think that's called a multi-vortex tornado. That only makes sense.
Is correct. Well done. Look at that. Proud of you.
Okay.
Butterfly, yes. That's what hit Winterset.
Mm-hmm.
And you see these things, and it looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. You got 3, 4, 5 tornadoes all dancing around each other.
Wow.
And where those tornadoes within a tornado strike, the damage is almost total. And,
yeah.
And EF4 means nothing left but foundation. Mm-hmm. If it's a 4 or a 5, if you don't have a basement or a shelter,
yeah,
your odds of surviving a direct hit from that kind of a tornado are small.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you get lucky, you ride the thing out in a bathtub, but oof. All right, well done. Question two, DJ,
yep.
Which nation experiences the most tornadoes on average?
Okay.
Is it the USA, Russia, or China?
Well, ooh. See, I would say Russia because it's so big, but it's also so far north, and I don't really think they get tornadoes that far north. So I actually think I'm going to say it's right here in the U.S.
Sadly, we are number one when it comes to tornadoes. Well done.
That's okay.
Average of about 1,200 tornadoes a year.
Am I right that Russia's not number one because it's too far north,
yeah,
and they get,
yeah,
less there?
Okay. It's too far north and too dry.
Yeah, okay.
And look, Europe is spared because the Alps run east-west, and that acts like a natural barrier. It prevents the kinds of clashes we get over the Plain States. Because the Rockies run north-south, there's no barrier to prevent the cold air from interacting violently with warm, humid air from the Gulf of Mexico. Good job. You're 2 for 2.
There we go.
All right. Question three.
Yep.
Safest place to ride out a tornado at home.
Okay.
Safest place.
Yep.
A, a bathtub. B, southwest corner of your basement.
Mm-hmm.
C, basement under the stairs.
Ooh. I mean, it's definitely one of the basement ones. Is it southeast or under? I don't think I've heard the under the stair thing, so I'm going to go with the southeast corner of your basement.
Ah.
Really? It's under the stairs?
Close. Under the stairs.
Oh, can't the stairs fall and crush you?
When I was growing up, back in the 1920s, they said you go to the southwest corner.
Okay.
But they've done research since that shows many times the debris falls into the southwestern corner.
Oh.
The safe, statistically, under the stairs going down into your basement.
Okay.
That is the safest place statistically. Doesn't mean you won't have issues, but that's where I would want to ride out a tornado.
All right, 2 for 3. What's next?
Yeah, you're doing okay. There is a local tornado alley in the Twin Cities that runs through the western and northern suburbs. True or false?
Yeah, I think that is false. I think there have been some tornadoes that have gone through certain areas, specifically North Minneapolis, but I don't think it's a tornado alley. I think that's just, it just happens to be that's where a couple have come.
You are correct. It depends on what time period you're looking at.
Sure.
If you look at the last 50 years, you can make a case. Okay, yeah, Lake Minnetonka on up to Fridley.
You can
make a case. If you look back, you know, 50, 75, 100 years, it makes no difference.
Yeah, okay.
So, well done. Most people get hung up on that one. So here's one. The inability of Doppler radar to scan the lowest levels of the atmosphere for severe rotation associated with tornadoes. What is that called? Is it called a false echo, a Doppler hole, or glitch in the matrix.
A glitch in the matrix. Well, it's not a glitch. It's not a glitch in the matrix. I don't think a Doppler. It's got to be Doppler hole. Although I feel weird saying that, but I'm going to go with that.
You are correct.
All right.
Because the Earth curves.
Yeah.
And by the way, yeah, the Earth is not flat.
Oh, really?
Because the Earth curves.
You got that one wrong.
The radar beam, the energy, yeah, by the time you get out 100, 150 miles, it's a few miles above the ground.
Sure, sure. So you lose a little bit underneath.
You don't know what's happening near the surface in the lowest few thousand feet. So you're kind of partially blind, and there are pockets, even parts of west central Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
The Weather Service, in spite of best intentions, can't see with Doppler.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's happening right above the ground. So we rely on Skywarn. Mm-hmm. We rely on, you know, storm spotters who know what they're doing to confirm that a rotating tornado, what looks like a tornado on Doppler, is in fact producing a tornado.
But the more Doppler facilities you have, the less blind spots you would have, right? Okay.
Yeah. And we have, I think they're like 160 nationwide.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, we've invested billions of dollars on Doppler. So it's good, but it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. Doppler radar can detect which of the following?
Mm-hmm.
Precipitation, tornadic wind circulations, and or dust, smoke, and bugs. Could be more than one answer. Precipitation, tornadic winds, dust, smoke, and bugs.
Tornadic winds. I think at least in some way or form, I think it would be all of the above, all three of those.
Sounds like a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
Dust, smoke, and bugs.
And bugs.
My favorite. I have all their 8 tracks. You are correct. Precipitation. Usually Doppler can't detect the tornado itself. It's too small.
Yeah.
But it can detect the parent thunderhead that's spinning like a top.
Yeah, okay.
And the Weather Service, more times than not, will issue warnings based on that. Okay, last one. You've done really well.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get cocky. Which of the following implies the greatest threat to life and property?
Okay.
Tornado watch, tornado warning, or PDS tornado warning?
What's PDS?
Well, if I tell you that.
PDS, I mean, a warning is more severe than a watch, but I'm going to say that PDS is the most, whatever that means. So we're going to go with the one I've never heard before. Look at that.
Particularly dangerous situation.
What?
PDS.
Sounds like you just made that up.
No. No. If ever you hear PDS tornado warning, and sometimes it's called a tornado emergency.
Oh.
If you hear tornado emergency or particularly dangerous situation with a tornado warning, that means there's a confirmed tornado on the ground and it's moving into an urban or suburban area.
Okay.
It's real. It's not just based on circulation. It's big. It's on the ground. And cover your butt.
See, Paul, I'm just a better test taker than you. I think that's the moral today. I didn't know any of that stuff, but I'm just good at BSing and
now you're
figuring
doing,
out the right
now
answer.
Now you're doing a little victory dance. It's unseemly.
I'm just saying.
It's unseemly.
I mean, I think you know as much as I do. I just think you're bad at guessing. Sorry.
I've been guessing for 40 years. You may have a point. All right. I'm proud of you in a weird way.
Okay.
You've done well. It's through osmosis, you've gotten a lot of this stuff. So, all right, Maxie's off today. I didn't know he took off. Even when he's on vacation, he's on the radio, but good for Maxie. I hope he's having fun with family wherever he is. When we come back, a few sports headlines that caught our eye. Next. What do the critics know? God, I love Rush. Are you a fan of Rush? I know they were before you, DJ, by a fair amount, but any opinion on Rush?
I am very unfamiliar with their music. So, no, I have no opinion. I like this tune, though. It's all right. Limelight?
Yeah. It's good. It is a good tune.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a critic once who said the lead singer sounded like a hamster stuck in a blender.
Okay.
I mean, he had a very unique voice, and he could hit the high notes, and some would say an acquired taste.
Should I invest in an 8-track?
That was below the belt. But you know what? Hey, Hey, smart Alec.
Yeah, yeah.
Vinyl came back.
Oh, yeah. I know. Right? I've got
all
I've
the
got
cool kids have vinyl.
I have some vinyl.
Do you?
Yeah. I've got. We got a record player.
You
yeah.
got a turntable?
Absolutely.
See, and so if vinyl came back, why can't 8-tracks come back and cassettes and bell bottoms? I think are coming back. Yeah. God help us. That is not a good development. Are pagers coming back?
I hope not.
Fax machines, I guess. Yeah, who knows? Anyway, the Wolves play the Trailblazers tonight. And Gopher men's basketball lost 62-75 to Northwestern last night. And the Gophers, they play Penn State Wednesday, Big
ooh,
Ten tournament.
Ooh, they split with Penn State during the regular season, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. Or not. Did you happen to watch Duke and UNC?
Oh, no, I did not. I heard about it, though.
Coach K. Oh, my goodness. It was just a beatdown.
Yeah.
And I think totally unexpected. It was Coach K's last home game.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all the dignitaries, the former players, and they were all prepared for this victory celebration and, you know, kind words about Coach K, who is amazing. I mean, I can't think of a better basketball coach on the planet. But they lost, and they lost pretty convincingly to the University of North Carolina. So I actually watched that. That was a good game, especially if you're not a Duke fan. The Wild lost 6-3. A couple of things I'm tracking here. Aaron Rodgers. Apparently, the Packers have offered Aaron a generous contract. And the question is, will he stay at Green Bay? Will he ask to be traded? Will he retire? Does he have enough money? Or is he in it? And now it's more than money. It's pride, whatever. Be interesting to see what happens there. And no progress, really, in the Major League Baseball lockout agreement. Some say that they're farther apart. I just, more than ever, we need baseball. Mm-hmm. We need Twins on our air right now. I think it's going to get resolved, but good grief. Get it done. When we come back, some of the stuff we're worried about and happy about next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.